Hello, I'm Barnaby Jeans, a senior technology advisor at Microsoft Canada. Welcome to the IT Manager podcast. This is a monthly audio information series designed to provide a fresh perspective on the latest IT trends and insight on how you can leverage technology to further drive business value. For supplementary resources, case studies, and other podcasts in this series, please visit microsoft.ca/IT podcast. Corporate networks today are comprised of a myriad of servers, hardware, email systems, databases, desktops, laptops, and mobile devices, as well as a wide range of software applications. Today, the volume of data running on corporate networks is immense. All these layers to the corporate network can make system management a challenge. Joining me today, Derek Wong, Senior Product Manager from Microsoft Canada, and Jeff Kent, Chief Technology Officer from Cineplex Entertainment, will be discussing the evolution of network management and how Cineplex Entertainment overcame its network management hurdles. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Barnaby.
I'm going to start off with you, Derek. Today, networks have really gotten more complex. Can you talk about some of the challenges that you're seeing in some of these very complex environments?
That's a really good point, Barnaby. Yes, networks are getting more complex. With the advent of the new smartphones and people wanting to access their emails from their homes, their laptops, from coffee shops, from trains to planes, kind of everywhere, it's actually made network management a lot more difficult. We asked the network administrators one question: do you understand what's happening on your network? And that's really where the management tools will come in to actually help decipher what is actually happening on the networks so that they can be proactive and to try and mitigate any risks that may exist.
Even just thinking about myself before we recorded the interview, sitting down here in the parking lot with the free Wi-Fi, I mean, really connectivity is just wherever you can get online now. And I think that introduces just a whole slew of new challenges.
Totally agree.
Now, from your standpoint, Jeff, as a customer, I mean, I think you've got somewhat of an interesting situation that's been even more compounded through acquisitions.
That's correct. When Cineplex Entertainment acquired Famous Players not so long ago, we more than doubled the size of the organization. And as such, we needed to operate very efficiently in managing this much larger organization. We didn't have the luxury of doubling the size of the IT department, so we had to use technology to do that. We operate over 130 theaters in 6 provinces, so it's very widespread across the country. We also have district managers and general managers of the theaters that operate in various places as well. They're traveling around, they have laptops, they have cell phones, they have various pieces of technology that we need to monitor and keep up to date.
So, Derek, from your perspective, if you look at some of the challenges that Jeff's seeing, is that kind of the main ones, or are there any other sort of challenges that customers are seeing?
A lot of the challenges customers are also seeing stem from remote locations. How do you actually manage those computers and those PCs when they're sitting 50, 60, maybe even 100 kilometers away? Before management tools, people would actually have to get into cars with a CD and drive there and actually go and update every single PC themselves. And that takes a lot of time, that takes a lot of effort, and it's not very efficient. One of the key things around centralized management is to be able to remotely manage some of these remote locations where we can actually push updates, patches, changes, or even entire profiles and images to these remote locations from a central site where we can control that. That also helps with respect to ensuring that our systems are properly updated, our systems are properly secure, and our systems that are properly managed so that we can look at being proactive in ensuring system uptime versus having to be reactive when a system crashes to actually go and fix anything.
Now, Jeff, from your standpoint, I mean, certainly you brought together a number of different companies, probably each with their own disparate IT organizations. How did you guys bring together some of those different groups and really centralize that environment?
Well, we centralized the environment by looking for tools that we could manage proactively the very diverse network that we inherited and had to put together. So we use various tools, MOM, SMS, ISA server, etc., to manage all the aspects that we had to. We use it to inventory the hardware that we have, monitor the hardware as well.
Well, I think you also touched on kind of an interesting point there around some of the different technologies. Maybe I'll ask Derek, what is the industry doing to address some of these challenges across different products and different tools? I mean, very rarely is a customer going to have everything from one vendor.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Barnaby. The interesting point about networks and the history of the networks is that individual vendors kind of made individual point solutions. And those point solutions solved a problem, but were never ever designed to actually work together, which resulted in IT organizations and IT staffs having to actually look at multiple different management consoles to actually manage one network. Fortunately, the IT industry right now is responding by creating management tools that provide this centralized 360-degree view of corporate IT systems. The management tools are operating exactly like a dashboard in your car. When you drive the car, you can see on your dashboard if your oil is low, if your fuel is low. That's exactly the same as for an IT system. We should have a single dashboard that is going to tell us when a drive will fail, when a system will fail. And now we can actually proactively go and fix those systems before it actually shuts down so that we can actually optimize the uptime and ensure the uptime for our users and for the organizations. So much like a network now, studies have shown that email communication is now more important to users than voice communication, which means that networks being up and running are more important now because they're going to start losing business, because it's a main means of communications. So now what we need to look at is how do we look at bringing all those tools together to form the dashboard, because the main function of the network is to keep information flowing, not on the management. So we need the dashboard to tell the IT administrator saying, hey, you know what? The disk here is almost full. We should take a look at it or else it may crash. Or, hey, you know what? This cluster is being bombarded right now and it's using so many CPU cycles and we're almost over the limit. You know, there's a risk of crashing. And doing all these proactive things that actually ensures that the systems are still up and running versus reactive when the systems are already down and trying to fix it at the same time. So that's kind of where everyone's going with respect to network management, is looking at tying in all these different tools together to one single dashboard where we can actually see alerts and proactively keep the systems up and running.
So Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about the solution that you put in place as you brought these different companies together?
Yes, we decided that we needed to enhance our tools to be able to monitor and manage this much larger environment with the existing staff that we had. So we worked with a Microsoft Gold Certified partner, Legend Corp, to put our solution in place, and we used various products, MOM, SMS, and ISA server. The MOM to manage the hardware aspects, SMS to do inventory of our various pieces of equipment, not only our point-of-sale equipment, but our back office PCs, etc., and to distribute software. And we use that in cooperation with our Cisco PIX firewall systems that we have.
So what about some of the benefits? I mean, obviously, you said you've kind of gone through the consolidation, you've gone through acquisition, you've put in some of these different technologies. What are the benefits that you guys have seen in rolling out some of these products?
When we started, we had a theory that we could manage pretty much double the amount of sites with roughly around the same number of people. That's certainly proven itself out now that we have installed all of this technology and we are managing double the amount of sites with roughly the same amount of people. We only increased our headcount by about 10% throughout the whole process. So that's a good thing that that's been proven. Our speed of resolving issues has increased tremendously because of the knowledge base integration that comes with MOM and being able to proactively look up a solution for a problem, find out where potentially it also could manifest itself in other locations and take care of that at the same time. So that's helped us resolve problems very quickly. So overall, we have realized the efficiencies that we were hoping to. We've been proactive at solving the problems and moved away a little bit from being more of a reactive organization.
Now, Derek, it sounds like from Cineplex's experiences, they've had some benefits moving over to a centralized system. For companies that are looking at different management tools, looking at different monitoring tools, how much can companies save? Is there any data behind what the value is or what the ROI might be on deploying these systems?
That's a great question in terms of, you know, is there an ROI with respect to management tools and actually can we measure those? And one of the studies from Gartner takes a look at having an organization that has 2,500 users, and the PC management cost on this organization is close to approximately $5,000 per year per computer. By implementing more advanced management tools and procedures, this can actually translate into a savings of approximately $226 per PC per year, which on an overall basis represents an overall savings of more than $500,000 per year. So this is a report that they've done and they've modeled, but it really shows us that, you know, more efficient management tools and more efficient processes really can result in bottom line savings.
And it almost sounds like as you start to roll out some of these and become more proactive, you're able to spend more time and more focus on proactive activities and really making IT become sort of a strategic asset as opposed to a cost.
Oh, that's exactly right. Accenture did a study whereby they polled a number of organizations to see exactly how they spend their IT budget. And they found out a very surprising fact that over 70% of an organization's current IT budget is used to sustain and maintain their current systems. So in my words, they're using 70% of their IT budget to kind of keep the lights on, and only 30% in order to drive IT as a strategic asset. By implementing management tools or better management tools, we're looking at actually reducing the percentage of the amount of money used to sustain and maintain systems and actually having more of that money diverted towards IT as becoming a strategic asset. And we'd like to get down to the 50-50 level if at all possible.
So where do we go next? You know, what's on the horizon or what do we have to look forward to in the future with some of these different management technologies?
So the interesting thing about the management technology is now that we're taking a look at centralizing systems management and centralizing patch management and looking at that, the other aspect overall in terms of keeping the system up and running is really around security and security management. And while we can keep everything operating with systems management, one of the things that we can't forget about is also security management. And there's been a move now to look at actually weaving in security management into the overall network management schema. If we're looking at the network anyways, you know, we have to be able to answer, hey, what is actually happening on our networks? We need the tools to actually tell us what's actually happening on the networks. But at the same time, as we understand what's happening on the networks, we can also understand all the different security risks and all the different security breaches or attempted breaches because we do have a 100% type of view. So now we're taking a look at how is this network management and security management merging so that we really are starting to take a look at one dashboard. We're not going to have a separate security department or a separate IT network department. What we're going to have is we're going to have one IT department that's actually going to look at everything. Security, patching, network, systems, and all throughout the whole gambit. And this is where we can now get kind of a holistic view of what that network looks like and is going to be doing and functioning for that organization.
Now, Jeff, from your standpoint, are you starting to see a shift in any of those costs as you've rolled out these solutions? And maybe if not, what would you recommend or what advice would you have for IT managers if they were to embark on a similar project?
Yeah, we're starting to see that we're definitely moving from more of a reactionary organization to being proactive and having tools to be able to watch over what's happening and notify us when things are going wrong. And that allows the existing people to work on projects of moving the company forward, moving the technology forward. So that's all a very positive step forward. If I was going to give any advice to people that are going to embark on this sort of environment or this sort of project, I'd probably say about three things that they should look for. The first is to have a very clear idea of what you're trying to accomplish. In our world with MOM, we wanted to accomplish the management of the failures of the hardware and problems of software that were failing. And in this, we looked at two very simple measurements. We looked at a measurement of when the users let us know that something was wrong that we didn't know first. The second measurement that we looked at was how many alerts MOM was giving us that we are actually acting upon. If MOM's telling us to act upon too many alerts, then we're going to start ignoring them. So we want to make sure that the alerts that MOM is telling us to act on, we really have to act on. And if the users are telling us of problems before MOM does, then we probably haven't got MOM configured properly. So that really defined our success measurements of the configuration of MOM. From an SMS point of view, we use it a lot for our inventory measurement, for our hardware that's out in the environment, and the reporting that comes with that, and that's been very successful. We also use it to push down software updates where appropriate, and that's both very measurable and very successful. The other thing that I would recommend is that if you don't have the expertise in-house, that you use a third-party consulting. We used a Microsoft Gold partner to help us do the implementation. It was very successful. Had a knowledge transfer at the end so that my people could continue to run the tools in an effective way, and that was very successful. And the third part is make sure your employees are trained to use the products properly, and that's also helped us to become very successful with these products.
Now, it also sounds like this isn't just a point in time you get there and you're finished. There's sort of some ongoing tuning and tweaking to make sure that you're getting the right sort of alerts and that you're not having too many things user reported.
That's exactly right. This is always a work in progress. We're always making it better. We're trying to make it smarter all the time. We even use MOM in our own development world. You can write MOM alerts into your development code and send notification to our developers when our own internal code is encountering problems. So we're continually enhancing it, making it better, and it continues to make it a very good proactive product for us.
Well, that's great. Now, just one last question for Derek. If you were to put your stargazing hat or your crystal ball, where do you think management technology is going in the future?
Well, the next wave of change for the management tools, we're probably going to see them merge with the security applications. So over the recent years, the IT industry has really begun to understand that management and security are very closely linked, especially with the 360-degree view. So in order to keep the IT systems operating, we need to look at managing it properly and securing it properly. And one of the things that we are looking at is Microsoft is introducing the System Center branded management tools and the Forefront branded security tools that are actually designed to work together to actually achieve something like the single dashboard view. So those are some of the up and coming trends that we're going to see Microsoft and I think the industry start looking at towards the overall management tools.
And both these upcoming tools as well as the existing tools, are they just for big businesses or do they apply equally to small businesses?
Well, I think they apply across the board. From small proprietors all the way to large organizations, one, security risk is there throughout the entire gambit. You can be susceptible to viruses if you're a small organization and a large organization. And from a management side, you just scale with respect to the complexity of your systems. So on a simpler system, your management tools would be less complex. However, it's still there to make sure your systems are up and running. On a larger system, your management tools are more complex because your systems are more complex. And the whole idea is just to make sure the systems are up and running. And that's kind of the common thread that bridges all sizes of organizations.
So Jeff, you've deployed a lot of these different systems. As a manager overseeing a lot of these things, has this really helped you sleep better at night?
Well, yeah, it has actually, and it sounds sort of funny, but I always feel more comfortable when I know what's going on, when I know I have a tool that lets me see what's going on. So before we did this, the only way we knew what was going on was to make sure we went to a lot of different places and actually looked at it. Now we have a system that proactively tells us when there's a problem, and that gives me a lot of comfort.
Thanks so much, Jeffrey and Derek, for taking the time to share your experience and knowledge with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Barnaby.
Let us know what you thought of this episode by posting a comment at microsoft.ca/ITpodcast, where you'll also find supplementary resources and other podcast episodes. Join us again next month for a look at IT reliability. Warren Shao, analyst with the Strategic Council, Jeffrey Nevin, Director of Operations, Homestead Christian Care, and John Crickey from Crickey Computer Services will discuss the evolution of IT reliability and how Homestead Christian Care worked with Crickey Computer Services to create a reliable IT environment and lower its technology costs. Thanks again for listening.